Hi, this is Michael Storrs playing Glenn Miller from Bugle Boy, and you're listening to Midweek Drive on Siren FM.
Thank you very much, Michael. Well, last week, Holly, we were there. At this particular moment in time, we were at ITV Centre, and we were all gearing up for that debate, which I was hosting on ageism in the media, with Nick Ross and a fine range of other folk, etc. And, of course, the Siren listener was not left bereft because Cameron was all set and was actually holding the fort. He was actually manning that show. Very exciting. Yeah, we're giving you
there
you show. Go. It was very exciting.
Another step.
Well, never mind. It's always there. It's always sorted to do. Other things will emerge clearly because we're only days away, literally, from your Blackpool adventure.
We are. Yes, we're going to Blackpool for the Northern Classic in the Winter Gardens on Sunday.
Now, you say Northern Classic in the Winter Gardens, and I can tell Gabriella, and probably your parents in Gibraltar as well, by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Peralta, welcome to the Siren family. I like to feel there's a bond there, Midweek Drive, etc. Would you like to give them a little shout-out, Gabriella?
Yeah, I'd just like to say hi to my mum and dad, Mario and Glinto. Hi, hope you're listening.
Exactly. You see, that's what we like about Gibraltarians. You know, they might have border challenges, but they're, you know, wonderful folk. That's the important thing. So why should they actually get immediately on the plane and make their way to Blackpool?
Oh, the plane?
Yes.
Oh, what, why they should come to Blackpool?
Yes, and why should Cameron also fly across?
The British Cheerleading Association's Northern Classic.
The British Cheerleaders Association Northern Classic, Cameron.
There you go.
Yes, exactly. There you go, indeed.
It's our second competition.
It just sounds very cold. Northern and winter.
Oh, yeah, right by the sea. I'm not looking forward to being
Who actually scheduled this particular thing for the northwest of England, you know, in the deep and darkest December months?
I know.
Really the ideal sort of cheerleading weather, is it? Or is that part of the challenge?
It's freezing. Mm. Yeah. But luckily, it's all inside. So.
Well, the fact of the matter is, you can actually use as a motivating force the fact that, as you know, not only yourself, Holly, featured twice in the 2014 calendar of glorious events, but you've got some of the other Lincoln Cobra Elite cheerleaders in there as well.
Yes, and we did.
That's an added advantage, you see.
In our T-shirts as well.
Exactly. You know, that other setups don't necessarily have. So, classic stuff on that basis.
Yeah.
So, Gabriella, country music. Thoughts on that?
I don't really listen to country music that much.
That's okay.
I know, I think it's more of an American thing. I'm more into my kind of pop music.
Yeah.
Really big fan of Britney.
Oh, I love Britney.
Yes, love Britney. Oh, but maybe not
say.
So much. So if Britney did country, her sister's doing a country single, Jamie Lynn.
I haven't heard it yet.
Haven't heard
I saw it.
Saw
it that she was doing something.
Do you know, people have said if Britney did country, it would sound like Joliet Tilbury. You know, I'm sure people have said that. At least, maybe I was hallucinating.
It's funny you mention that because Jolia, early in her writing career, had one of her songs put on hold by Britney Spears.
Yeah, you see, there we are.
Yeah.
Can we share with it? Can we actually sort of maybe give it a nudge and say, oi, Brits, you know, go for this, you know?
Yeah, this was years ago when Britney was doing her first big album that kind of blew everything wide open.
Well, hit me, baby, one more time, you know. Please, it's not an invitation. Just don't do it. It's an unfortunate line. Anyway, Jackie Arredondo, obviously having set the scene here in terms of our country scenarios, etc., it's now raised that bar just a little bit further to Cameron Tilbury, of course, TV presenter and star as well these days, to actually launch this particular piece to the team. Ed Wellman is obviously fretting about the new setup. We have seen him pass the studio by, but, you know, whether we can actually identify which key it is in, probably G, would you like to just launch this particular musical tune, Cameron?
Yeah, this is a brand new artist that we signed. Well, she's not a brand new artist, but she's new to us. We just signed her on Monday. She's originally from Cuba, and she lives in Miami. She is on. She's actually the first Latina country artist to be on National Hispanic Television. She reached number one on the Latin radio charts with one of her songs, "The Woman You Want to Be." She is on Univision. She's a judge on kind of Univision's equivalent of, you know, American Idol or Pop Idol. She was hired by Sony Music Latin to train and work with some of their talent. She's trained famous artists and artists for producers like Emilio Estefan, Tommy Mottola, and Sean Puff Daddy Combs. She's just a terrific voice, and I hope you really like her. She's our first Latina signing, and we're very proud of her. And I know that Shayla, my partner, with Maple Star is going to give me trouble for not pronouncing this the proper Spanish way. But ladies and gentlemen, please, it's Jackie Arredondo and her song, and I hope you're really going to like this. It's called Like We Used To on Siren FM.
Jackie Arredondo and Like We Used To. Gabriela Peralta, what did you make of Jackie Arredondo?
I really liked it, and I think it's a good idea that, you know, Latina singers actually come into the country music scene. I think it's about time, really. We haven't really seen that before. I think she's new, fresh. She's quite good. I enjoyed it.
I think we're almost nailing it, Cameron. You know, if you get the Gabriela Peralta GP seal of approval, it's like the Good Housekeeping Guide. It's wonderful. Not that Gabriela does magazines, but that's another line entirely. Over to yourself, Holly.
And it really shows anything's possible.
Anything's
Latino
possible.
Latinos have the type of style, don't certain type of style.
Yeah,
so
rhythm. It's
nice to put them in somewhere different.
Exactly. Yeah.
See what they can do.
So,
it's good.
What do you think, Holly? Should we invite the young lady to join us on one of the shows in the not-too-distant future?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think that would be feasible, Cameron, to future?
Send her over.
Yes,
we can,
and we will. That's because we're Lincoln's first community radio station, the award-winning, the Edward-winning. No, we should actually do that. We should be an Edward-winning station. Forget the reward. We could become the Edward station. I think I'll set the campaign now. Every station could have an Edward in terms of the whole thing. Yeah. Holly, any questions you want to put to Cameron about life, the universe, or possible tips he might have on cheerleading and the ways to impress the judges?
Is there a team in Nashville? I haven't even asked that.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we have the National Football League, the Tennessee Titans, and they're not doing very well right now.
And
they have cheerleaders, and it's cold here in Nashville this week, so they're going to be freezing their backsides off on Sunday, I think, when they play. But
they can empathise. You can empathise.
I can, because it's cold and we don't really wear much. Sorry, everyone.
don't apologise, Holly. Don't apologise. Yeah, it's perfectly okay.
Of course, we also have our college teams. We've got Vanderbilt, the Commodores, and Belmont University, which is a big university here in Nashville. We've got them, and so they have cheerleaders. And not here in Nashville, but over in Chattanooga is the University of Tennessee, so the Vols.
They're all everywhere.
There's lots of cheerleading opportunities.
Yes, they might be everywhere, but we haven't got the Lincoln Cobra Elite.
No, they don't.
Yeah, and let's face it, that's special and unique to Lincolnshire. I think actually you should be offering yourself a consultancy fee, Holly.
Yeah.
To
access
them. In fact, it's just something wonderful, a bit like the Beatles sort of gave back cheerleading to the state, give back popular music to the states. Follow that through with Phil Leonis later on in the production. Cheerleading in Gibraltar, Gabriela.
Oh, God, I don't think we've ever really done it.
I bet you have, and you don't even know it.
We once tried to make one in middle school, and it failed after the first day because no one would cooperate or do the same thing. But I've never actually seen a cheerleader in Gibraltar. Maybe it's something that needs to come in the future.
I think there's your consultant sitting right next to you. You know.
Maybe there is, because I mean, a lot of people in England think there's no cheerleaders. Like, they never heard of it. And then you go to these competitions, there's hundreds
exactly.
of them.
Personally, have it as a secret weapon against the Spanish.
Yeah, exactly.
Confuse them, slip across the border, problem sorted.
Exactly.
They'll have loads in Spain.
Now, we used to have a cheer when I was in high school. It was Rick'em, Rock'em, get that ball and really fight.
Yeah, I'm pleased you actually mentioned that, because otherwise we don't know where he could have been going. Honestly, it's like one of those Radio B scenario there. Please, that's tomorrow morning. Outrageous. Sometimes you think he's going to do a piece from the darkness, honestly, and the challenges that Ed Wellman actually had in terms of getting that whole thing sorted through. We will be listening to Nikki Wells' interview with the darkness, assuming the radio edit is sorted out in good time. I did actually have a little debut on the news yesterday when Justin of the Darkness gave his views on Lincoln. I'm not sure it was after rehabilitation or during it, whatever. But, you know, it's all great. They were performing yesterday, and we're delighted to obviously see the darkness here. If that's not a contradiction in terms, because surely if they were dark, genuinely, you couldn't see them. Sorry. Anyway, life continues. Holly, last two questions.
Now, can I?
Go on, Cameron.
just one thing. I just want to remind people that Live from Nashville goes to TV this Sunday.
Yes.
On Sky Channel 191 and Freesat Channel 400 at 11 a.m. your time Sunday morning. The Live from Nashville is part of the Smith and Rogers Country Show. And Shayla Paz and I are on it. And this week we're interviewing Big Kenny from Big and Rich. So it's going to be really cool.
It is wonderful. And, of course, we can look forward to lots of little treats, sneak previews from that in the original Live from Nashville slot, the one without sort of all those hassles, which is what you've just been listening to. So we'll continue that ever onwards. You know, one of these days you're going to have to get a connection going by which you can get a camera crew, or we can get some stuff together, and you can share that excitement of being with the award-winning Siren FM and Nashville and all the rest of bits and pieces. But Holly, those last two questions now need to be sent over the airwaves to Nashville, Tennessee.
Cameron, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this evening? Well, this afternoon, this morning.
It's been fun.
And can we hope to hear from you again next week?
We'll be back.
Lovely. We'll see you then.
But isn't there a universal truth that science is going for?
Perhaps the universal truth is what makes us subjective.
Okay, you just blew my mind.
Thank you, Dean Haglund. Didn't expect to actually play that promo, but there we are, Phil Linus and Dean Haglund's first movie, which, of course, they're working on the sequel already. What I had intended to actually launch our next guest with was, of course...
The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team... on Siren 107.3
and
FM.
Now, thanks to the magic of the universe, probably one of the key people, sort of accepted, of course, Holly Cox, who I singularly believe is responsible for the Siren FM station becoming the East Midlands official Radio Academy Station of the Year. Who would that be?
Mike Dooley.
Of course, absolutely.
I was thinking, who else?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, you know, Mike Dooley joins the station.
That's better.
And inevitably, we know, awards come flinging to us via the joys of the Radio Academy and so on. So welcome, Mike, to this week where we've been celebrating the fact that, yes, we are officially the Radio Academy of Great Britain's 2013 Station of the Year for the East Midlands.
Congratulations to all of you at Siren, Alex. It's a great thrill to be back with you and to distantly feel part of the team.
You're part of the family, Mike. That's what I like to say, you know, as well as the team.
Family.
Team and the family. Very important for that. And, of course, your family is going to be increased by one little soul in the new year. So congratulations. Fatherhood beckons.
Oh, my God. We are so thrilled. Yes, my wife, my new wife and I, my only wife that I've ever had. A friend of mine points out how silly it is to refer to her as my new wife, but I mean that.
Sometimes you have to trade in, you know.
Not a replacement reference.
Yeah.
We're expecting our first. Yeah, her first ever, my first ever, and a girl to arrive in April.
Well, there we are, you see. Truly
Thank
wonderful.
You. Thank
it's,
you.
It's great stuff. I felt it was crucial that you joined us at this particular time, not only because it's Thanksgiving, and we like to celebrate with, obviously, our American cousins and friends from that point of view, but also because Holly has a special event that's going on next Sunday. Holly, share with us. I don't think Mike will be able to get on the plane to join you in Blackpool, but it is important.
It is my cheerleading squad's second competition in Blackpool. On Sunday.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
Hopefully we will come second like we did in the other
Oh,
one.
I think we can go for I better
really
than second.
So.
I think we can go.
Absolutely. What do you mean come in second?
Yeah.
Shoot for the stars,
exactly.
Okay?
I know.
And whatever happens, it's all good.
Oh,
but,
definitely.
It's fantastic stuff, so we'll work with that. Also in the studio, Mike, I'm making her debut on the production, a young lady from Gibraltar.
Hiya.
Which I think hasn't been blessed by one of your world tour. This is Gabriella from Gibraltar. Gabriella, it's the first time we've actually met Mike Dooley, I think.
Yeah, it is actually the first time we've met. So hi. Hi, Mike.
My pleasure, Gabriella.
Personally, I think it's essential that you start off every day with a Mike Dooley line. Do you not think so, Holly? Yeah. In fact, we finish every show, obviously, with totally unique thoughts. Very weird. Exactly. The whole selection, which we'll probably need to refresh and work through on that basis. I'm already beside myself with excitement that in January, you're coming back to London.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited about that. Less than 2 months, I'll be hosting two different events. I'll be bringing my wife and Oh, we've both been there together before and can't wait. Thank you for pointing that out.
Well, I think it's important that we actually mention it, because I think one is a 3-day event and one is a, so it's a, you've got a little bit more time, because normally it's a case of you're in there, you do the pieces, you did it in Manchester, and then it's away again to the next destination.
Yeah, we've got a full-day conference on January 11th at the Hilton Paddington. Mm-hmm. It's a workshop. I give my kind of cutting-edge material that you've been privy to, playing the Matrix. And then 4 days off, during which we will enjoy the countryside, and then back to Hilton Paddington, where I will be hosting, for the first time ever in Europe, my 2-year-old Train the Trainer program, which is probably the most exciting thing we have going on right now. We've got 1,000 trainers. The excitement is just vibrating off of the walls during the 4-day. It's actually 4-day training. And lives are touched and changed. And can't wait to bring it to Europe, beginning with the Hilton Paddington London this January.
And what do you think, Mike, should we are we able to actually come and join you as ever to do a little mini location report there?
Oh, I would love it. I would love it. My trips to the UK are not complete unless I meet with Siren FM.
Well, there we are. I think obviously we need to make you, have your wife make her debut on the whole production. So,
oh my God! Yeah. Let's do it.
Exactly.
And there'll be baby in the bun.
No, not well. Yes, there will. As ever, Holly, you've got your basic grasp of biology sorted through. It's fantastic, genius. Oh Lord above, Gabriella. Questions for Mike. Any thoughts? Any questions?
Do you have a name for the baby?
Oh,
yeah. Getting personal.
Oh, my gosh. I love the human questions. We've got 3 names we're tossing about. Magda, M-A-G-D-A, powerful but gruff. I don't know if the gruff part's going to work. Mm-hmm. Solocito, which means little sun, like a sun in the sky in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And then the third one, very much more normal, down to earth, or whatever you would call it, Rebecca. Mm. Help me. What do you think?
Very different.
I'm not sure where you'd sit on the Spanish line, given obviously your Gibraltar links there, Gabriella.
Yeah.
But you know, you might sort of think it's a way of actually building bridges, or at least opening the boundaries.
Solotito is very, very original. I quite like it, though. I think it's very original. I'm sure that like, you wouldn't really find too many other children with the same name. Mm-hmm. But I always like the basics.
Do you like the basics?
I do like the classics, so I do really like Rebecca's name.
Rebecca's name.
I like the classics,
well,
but I like, yeah. If you're going for the more, like, foreign edge, I say Solicito. But if you're going for more traditional, I say Rebecca. Yeah, those are my choices.
Good.
Maybe the
good.
The normal name with the...
The
like
normal
kind of
name.
Different, not normal, but the basic name, then with the kind of updated middle name.
You could, of course,
Rebecca Sita.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's, I like that, actually.
Very
of course, as we know from the universe, the child has already chosen its own name, and it's just actually sort of fulfilling that to actually emerge.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we're having this conversation, really.
Oh, my God. That is exactly in alignment with what I know and teach and breathe. We're just discerning what the choice has already been.
Exactly.
And we're coming up with a name. I believe that.
I was having a discussion yesterday with some of my science fiction students, Mike, and we were talking about mind and body and spirit and those interrelationships between that. And anyways, it goes back to the sort of teachings that you put together in terms of not just inspiration, but also totally unique thoughts. These are not new things. These have been with us since Plato and Socrates and the notion of we were simply sort of in the cave looking at shadows, flickerings of reality.
Yes, since time immemorial. And that is one of the kind of pillars of my teachings, that this stuff isn't new. This is that life, kind of tagging into the recordings you played just a moment ago, life is knowable. It's objective. The rules, that is. The experience of life is subjective. That's why we're here. That's why we play amongst these dancing illusions. But the pillars that make it work, such as the metaphysical principle of our thoughts becoming things, just like the physical principle of gravity, is knowable. You can bank on it. You can count on it. And this is why it's said throughout every age that dreams do come true. So what I teach is these principles and how to leverage, if you will, the universe and engage life's magic, because it's there for all of us.
Except sometimes we forget. I think that's the key thing in terms of, you know, one's role as a teacher is surely to kind of just remember that. Maybe we've chosen to forget. Maybe we like to sort of re-experience it all over again. But, you know, we do kind of just lose out on that. I mean, you know, Holly, you demonstrate life's magic every time you come into the studio. Would you like to do a random number read? In fact, Gabriella, a number, please, between 10 and 150.
59.
Would you like to turn to page 59 in this edition of Notes from the Universe, totally random here, and our performance arts graduate from, of course, the Lincoln University, and indeed now ace cheerleader and fine soul. Are you ready, Holly, to actually deliver this particular piece?
I am.
Off you go, then.
Use me, please, so that I may fill your every cup, grant your every wish, and harvest your every dream, and let's begin today. Guess I had to let that out. Love you, whatever you choose. The universe. P.S. It couldn't possibly be any easier than it is.
It couldn't possibly be any easier than it is.
That corresponds exactly. I love it.
I
nice
like
magical
that.
Choice, Holly.
Well, it was the random soul, completely
thank
random.
Thank you, Gabriella,
put together.
And thank you for me for sharing here with everybody. Yeah.
It's always important to work on that basis. Holly, any questions that you've got for Mike about life and, of course, the universe?
Oh, I did, and it's gone.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. It'll come back.
It will
be sorted out. Meanwhile, what's the weather like in Florida? I mean, are you prepped for Thanksgiving? Is that something you sort of celebrate in Florida? Because obviously, depending on the state, I mean, it is an important scenario, and giving thanks is a very powerful engine just to kind of reinforce the whole thing, that attitude of gratitude we constantly keep sort of plugging.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very big in Florida. It's very big in the United States, Thanksgiving. I would say after the December holidays and New Year's, Thanksgiving is the third largest and most important. We always have 4 days off, and it's about gratitude. Most people don't think of its origins, but it's just a tradition where we all get together and feel appreciative of what we do have and who we are. And the weather is dropping from 86 Fahrenheit, which is a balmy tropical temperature, to 38 degrees tonight, which is approaching freezing. So it's as if something's going on with regard to this holiday. And in Florida, we actually like to have a little bit of change like this. It kind of reminds us how lucky we are to be in Florida.
Well, that's very true. Exactly. You need a bit of contrast for that. Holly, has it come back to you?
Yes,
yet?
Yes. It was about your London trip. Are you just staying? Are you just in London, or are you going anywhere else in the UK?
Well, I'll only be teaching and speaking and hosting my events in London.
Yeah.
But personally, my wife and I will probably get to the Cotswolds or somewhere else for the 4 days in between the 2 weekends.
See, I'm
that we
thinking
will have to play.
The Cotswolds. That's not too far away from Lincoln, surely. I'm thinking, you know, Lincoln 126 miles away. I'm thinking each time we had Mike Dooley in the studio, really.
Yeah,
you know?
Cotswolds reminds me of that lovely Christmas film with Kate Winslet and Jack Black and Jude Law in
The Holiday.
The Holiday one where they go stay there. It's so nice, that little village.
And strangely enough, how often Mike has been confused with Jude Law, you know, as two, you know, almost simultaneously. It's amazing. It's strange.
We're all brothers from other mothers.
Why do you look alike? I haven't seen a picture.
You haven't? No,
Holly, I haven't, honestly.
Please.
I'll imagine Jude Law then.
Yeah. That's an interesting perspective. Yeah. Facebook.com/SouthsideBroadcaster. Just check out the Mike Dooley images.
Look how much you look like.
TUT.com. It's all there in every sense of the word. Ed sends his best. He's currently sort of working on producing the news, which is very exciting, and obviously looking after that and pulling the reins together of the news thing. Because, as we said, Mike, you know, it's one of the things why we were delighted to actually receive that award. Gabriella, any more questions or thoughts that you'd like to put to Mike?
I was just asking if you're doing any sightseeing while you're in London. What are you going to look at? What exactly will you be doing? I recommend Big Ben. It's great.
You see, that's a wonderful Gibraltarian attitude. You know, you come over here from the Rock of Gibraltar, from those baboons and the Barbary apes that are
there,
and you think, let's have a look at Big Ben. It's great.
Yeah. I love to see it. I saw it last time I went to London. I love sightseeing.
I will do that.
I do as well. I went on a tour bus, and it was great. And I've been to London.
We'll do all the classics.
Yeah.
All the classics in and around the city, including Big Ben and the new Ferris wheel, which is not a classic, but it's a great
the London
ride.
Eye.
The Ferris wheel.
The London Eye. Thank you.
These are the cultural things that we like to feel. The Midweek Drive, we kind of like to spread that whole thing. Yes. You know, London Eye to some bus, there's a Ferris wheel, except we don't have a calliope in the background. You know, we'll probably need that. You know, one giant calliope just sort of pumping out the whole thing. It's marvellous.
Yeah.
Excellent. Actually, Mike, have you ever been to Gibraltar or indeed Spain? I mean, I know the two things aren't similar. Yeah. Yes, I'm already getting a... Ooh, don't mention that. Don't mention that. Yeah, exactly.
I've been to Marbella and saw many great English chaps. It's little miniature England. And I've been to Barcelona, but not to Gibraltar yet.
Ooh, Marbella's about... Yeah, I recommend it. Marbella's about 45 minutes away in car. So if you just pop over the border, you'll be in a little England. So,
you see, you say pop over the border. Obviously, with recent studies, as your dissertation is revealing, Gabriella, that's not quite as quick as it used to be.
Depends on the day. It might be an eight-hour wait one day. It might be nothing. It might be nothing the next
Spanish
day.
Customs officers, they take their time.
Oh, yeah, goodness.
Just, Lord knows what happens if Scotland gains independence next year.
Stopped
all sorts of things. But actually, just returning to that, Gabrielle, let's see if Mike can actually help invoke the universe to solve the Gibraltar-Spain problem. Explain for the benefit of Mike in Florida, you know, what is the challenge here? What is the challenge between Spain and Gibraltar?
Do you want the history from the summer?
Just give me the summer. Just give me the headlines, please.
Basically, Spanish fishermen were fishing in Gibraltarian waters. Spain doesn't agree that they think Gibraltar doesn't have any waters, so that's one big dispute. Mm. So, obviously, we threw concrete blocks into the ocean.
You threw concrete blocks into the ocean.
To stop them fishing, because it's illegal fishing. Logically, they've been doing it for years. Yeah. We can't fish that way. Why can you? Yeah. So, we stopped that. Then they got all in a huff about it. You know, Spain does.
Oh,
then
please. We don't want to alienate our Spanish listeners.
Oh, no. But then... Because of that, they started rigorous border queues, checking every single car.
It's a bit like Yankees and Southerners, really, you know. Yeah. It's like New York Yankees versus, you know, the Boston sort of Red Sox, etc.
You never get on with your neighbours. You never do.
What's the solution, Mike? Honestly. You know, let's do a bit of geopolitics fixing here.
I'm sure the solution is none of the above. No. It is something that hasn't been thought of yet, and it will be arrived at when, you know, and this always sounds easier than it is to do, but it's doable, when there's at least one party kind of celebrating what you guys do have in common. Because I know about the issue, and it's made it to the press over here. And
did you think there was a third world war going to start over the whole thing? Because then, Gabrielle, you said some places thought we were going to sort of have
brink of
Armageddon.
War. Country in the brink of war. We weren't.
You know, there's always people who want that to happen. And people who want to huff and puff and blow the house down and stake their claim and be macho. But the answer never comes from such posturing. It comes from... You know, seeing yourself in the eyes of the other, and it's there, and just like in Palestine, and just like in all the other difficult places of the world, when people stop the posturing and start opening their hearts, there'll be a one-upsmanship one day in all forms of adversity, and that is who can be the kindest. No, let me do that. Oh no, let me do this for you. Let me go first. And it'll be like that. It'll be like that funny cartoon that we used to have. I don't know if you see the two chipmunks that are killing each other with kindness.
There's nothing more wonderful than chipmunks. In fact, many's the time, actually, Gabriella, I've seen Gibraltarians and indeed Spaniards as a pair of chipmunks, really. It's quite astonishing. It's wonderful. It's great. Well, Mike, I think we've done a bit of geopolitical solving there, which hopefully will help. We put it out into the universe, work on the kindness factor. That will work.
Please work on it.
Don't use concrete blocks. Dropping concrete blocks, never really a good idea. You know, just
don't fish in our
waters. I know leveraging the universe might suggest concrete blocks or indeed fishing in waters. It doesn't, okay? Yeah, it's a technique. You know, it's a different line and so on.
Very good.
Holly, last two questions to Mike Dooley, please.
Mike, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
As always, indeed I have, Holly. Thank you.
Good. And can we hope to hear from you again soon? Maybe when you're in England.
I think we'll hopefully be seeing him. And hopefully,
seeing you, that'll be Jude Law.
Exactly. I don't want to kind of progress the Jude Law thing. Cause, but you know, he, one, as I mean, there's a wonderful line that Mike once shared with me, I think, when we were actually at the Etihad Stadium in Manchester, and he said that a few years ago, he used to be, as we all are, concerned about the photograph. As you know, photograph, photo shoot will be happening in the studio in a few moments. Sorry. And then he actually said, no, he now maintains he never, ever takes a bad photograph. It's always wonderful. And he does. So there we are. It's all wonderful. I'd
have a look at
this.
So photogenic. That's what everyone should claim, because our words become the things and experiences of our lives.
Yes, there is. Yes.
Oh, there you are.
Just like Jude Law. Exactly. You see, look
there
at the book,
go.
And it's there. It's amazing. There we are. That's the whole thing.
I didn't even need to go
Twins separated at birth. That's the classic line. Mike, as ever, fantastic connecting with you. Good tell. Have you got a Thanksgiving message you'd like to share geophysically with the world, with the universe, etc., from the point of view of TUT.com and obviously your base in Florida?
Well, yeah, I am thankful that my mother is British and that 12 months ago, or maybe 18, I received my dual citizenship. I'm grateful to the UK and to the United States for the worldview I have and the opportunities they've given me.
Woohoo! I think that deserves a round of applause. Yay! And Mike Dooley will return. There we are. Exactly.